Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli today. He's on the director.
I'm on the left side to me, so I don't understand what you're saying, brother.
Well, it's all different, I guess, in the modern world of podcasting. On his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hi.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our guest for the entire length of this episode, whatever that may be, she is self-described as a smut artist, a pinball enthusiast, and a ramen lover. You can see her regularly on woodrocket.com, where I actually did see that there was a roast of April O'Neil, which looked very interesting that I'd love to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's April O'Neil. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hey.
We roast Jeremy all the time, so he immediately felt a kinship with you.
Yeah. Feel free.
It was a
feel
lot
free.
Of fun. I just sat there and got made fun of the whole time. It was a good time.
I've never heard of a roast of pornography before, and I love it. I love the idea. Any left of center, like, sort of, yeah, I love it. Now
have
I want to watch
just
it.
Just kind of like sat around with your friends watching porn, and like you're uncomfortable, so you just kind of start to like make fun of it a little bit to try to like ease the tension. It's pretty much that.
That's basically yeah.
The MST3K of porn. Watching.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I like that. I like that very much.
And there, what's his name? Had nothing.
Sassy robot.
Yeah. But yes, thank you so much for joining us. And how is it out there in the beautiful land of California? I miss it so much. You're actually the second California. We're all in New York.
Oh, yeah,
it's 43 today.
I'm in Pennsylvania right now. Don't speak
sorry.
For me.
I bet it's the same temperature though.
That's still
the same temperature.
That's still Eastern time.
Yeah.
You should remember
yeah.
that.
It's still Eastern time. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, I'm sorry. It's really nice and sunny and bright here right now.
Yeah.
Just dig it in. Just keep jabbing at it.
You are on tsunami watch right now. So I just say be careful. And we're looking out for the whole West Coast right now. Everybody in
the Pacific area.
Yeah, there was a big earthquake in
New Zealand.
It's in Auckland, New Zealand. It's not.
Don't fill
April's head with such crazy rumors.
I'm saying if a tidal wave was big enough to get it all the way to LA, it would be fucking massive. It wouldn't be like, oh, I got here. Oh, I'm really tired. I'm just going to fall over.
I do live downtown, so I feel like I'm very like inland enough, though, that I'll be okay. But there's a lot of buildings, I think, that could fall on me that I'm very concerned about.
Oh, we're out.
Yeah, that infrastructure in downtown is just... Got to be careful. All these buildings are built in the crazy 20s. Everybody's sniffing coke and building buildings.
And jumping out of them towards the end of the 20s.
And all of them saying, hey, no. Don't worry. There'll never be a tsunami. It'll be fine.
I'll admit to watching a bit of Ace of Cakes back in the day. I was a fan of the old cake constructing reality shows. And I was always like, oh, that thing will never fucking stand up. That will fall over. That's going to fall over. That's not going to hold up. They did it.
And were you right?
The Bake Off, the British Bake Off now.
Oh, what a nice show. Mary Berry is like probably the nicest person I could think of besides my great grandma, my mom, and my grandma.
I just want to shake Paul Hollywood's hand for any reason. It doesn't have to be for a cake. That just sounds great.
You want to feel esteemed
just
by him because he's like so warm to the contestants that you're like, oh, yeah I really accomplished. He's giving me the approval I need right now.
Just that life approval from Paul Hollywood.
Fuck, but it's also comes accompanied by like, you know, lingonberries or whatever. So yeah, it's good.
it reminds me of being like in middle school and you had like a sleepover and you'd watch like a really screwed up like terror film, horror film, and you're like, okay, now we got to put on something cool, chill, funny.
A cool down slice, as it were. Yes.
It's like you go and watch, like, you know,
Buckaroo Banzai.
Simon Cowell just beat the hell out of people. And then you're like, no, this guy is my speed. I like this. Nurture people.
Yeah, I don't. How did you and Danny meet or come to be friends? I wanted to ask that.
Comic-Con.
New York Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
New York Comic-Con.
Shout out.
I think you were either at the Nickelodeon booth or somewhere near it or something, maybe.
I had to unbox something. They're like, hey, it's a Nickelodeon box.
That's what it was. I got the Nickelodeon box because I wanted to see a doll.
Yes.
Oh, were these limited edition ones?
Yeah. It was like a box full of like random. There were like Chucky glasses, a Cynthia doll. I think like a Chucky shirt, maybe. Probably some other stuff. But those were like the things that you...
With the pandemic, the box-based economy would explode.
That's right.
I just got my dinner for tonight that way.
I have ordered a lot of random subscription stuff just to have something exciting to look forward to coming to me.
The economy, it's ironic, the economy and the morale of America is being held up by subscriptions. We're not sure we have automatic subscriptions that we have right now.
I feel like,
and then somebody was a smart person and said, you know what? I'm going to make an app for that so you can manage all of them and see what you got. I'm not doing that.
What's it called?
I know. I haven't tried it either. I don't know what it's called.
You got to think about your bank account, right? And that just seems sketchy.
Exactly. Yeah, we're just going to take your route number. Just give me your route number. Yeah. You know, just take a picture of your check. Just take a picture of a blank check. It'll be fine. I don't know about that. I grew up in New Jersey.
Just bounce it around the internet to me. Yeah.
There are so many of those subscription services, you know, like Bespoke Post, which looks like the hipster, you know, you get the hipster,
you get a knife,
fanny pack,
a
or
saddle
whatever, yeah.
For horseback exactly. riding, even though you don't have a horse.
Exactly. Just wonder what
instead of the stuff that they squeeze out of the beaver anal glands, they just send you a bunch of glands that you have to squeeze yourself.
You said you wanted to make your own seltzer, right? You said you wanted to make your own seltzer. Why not have the juice for it? You know, you get the raspberry seltzer in the store. It's got beaver glands in
Castoreum
it.
Castoreum squeezing kit. With gloves.
That is disgusting.
That's what's in the. That's what if you want to be a real man box, isn't that what it's called?
And if you one something of those, like that. Stupid ones where I now have my own oak barrel to age.
That's actually I would. I'd subscribe to that. That's a good idea.
That's a Homer Simpson indicator.
Yeah, that's definitely a Homer Simpson indicator, and I'm okay with that. That's fine.
I've only subscribed to one, and that was the, it's called like Smokely or something for pot smokers. You can, there's a bunch of them, but like one of them that I've subscribed to, they just send you a box of stuff. Like there's a piece of glass and then like
paraphernalia.
They had dollar bill rolling papers, you know, like really high quality shit that you don't kitch, really need kitch, for
they don't send you any actual weed though or
not well they do those actually too but not you know obviously not here out
not,
out in
not
the
New York state maybe where you are they, yeah they could get away with that
right
yeah
yeah we're it's not cool we're not as cool yet we're not as cool as you are but we are in the future you're 3 hours
they're,
behind
they're working on it yeah New Jersey just went that means New York's gonna go because they'll be pissed off that they're not catching the business and the people commuting back and forth from
I mean,
the city.
They're so close. You could just like take a 20-minute train, buy a bunch of weed, and then go back. I guess that's illegal. I don't know. Maybe that's trafficking. I don't
know. Put a tax on it.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I know a guy who used to do that over all the state lines.
Prank caller. I disavow.
I did just Google like weird subscription boxes, and the first one that comes up is Skulls Unlimited, where they send you a new skull every month.
Are they real?
Yeah.
I
kind of want to try this.
24 a month.
My Skulls Unlimited subscription got so expensive, I just moved to Philly instead, and now I live by the Mooter. And I look at, and I go to visit Muggsy Bogues all the time.
It's a unique grab for bone collectors and the genuinely curious. It says professionally curated and cleaned top quality bone specimens, including animal skulls, bones, teeth, and claws, along with an info sheet detailing the interesting facts.
I'm glad that they specified it was only animals. Because that was my next question. Yeah, was
that should be right
like
up there.
The VIP box or something.
Right. Say you're making dioramas out of these things or something like that. You know what I mean? Something wholesome.
For $199 a month, we'll send you every single piece of a 57-year-old West Virginian man who died in 1972.
What?
It's easy. You get one body, and then you're getting them $199 for each bone.
It's a puzzle.
How many
bones together?
Can we get a fact check, Jeremy? How many bones there are in the human body?
Oh, come on, we all know that. We all know that what there's 218.
No, is that true?
Yeah,
206.
Oh, okay.
206.
The
adult human skeleton.
So.
I think everybody's pretty ballparky. Yeah.
Well, April, have you ever been checked for having dyslexia?
Or extra bones. Or extra bones.
Or extra bones.
I think I'd be a bone expert, but guess not.
Speaking of that, there is a Porn Crate, which is a subscription service where members receive a monthly box of novelty items.
Is it like toys or is it like DVDs?
Let's go to inside your porn crate and see what they have.
Sorry.
So
we're going inside your porn crate.
Jeremy's fact checks today are gonna put him on a watch list.
And I'm at my in-laws, so my porn crate is not here.
Yeah, don't use this address. Don't use this IP address. Don't use this address. More importantly,
it says. Well, here's a sampler, and it's you get a T-shirt that says Porn Crate and some panties that say Porn Crate, but. There's also signed photos of stars. There's a DVD called Pick 'em Young. There's random condom colors.
Yeah, I'm already against it. I'm already against it.
I like that it like gives you like a survey. Like tell us about yourself.
Gonna curate it for you. You might not be interested in a certain thing or more interested in one thing or another.
I feel like there's a better hipster name for it too
like
than
that.
Porn Crate, but yeah.
If they're selling signatures, you got to call them up.
I just
get on there.
My own, yeah.
Smart, It's auto. You know
Apes
how much
crates.
How much spending is automatic right now?
I'm gonna hang on to that. Thank you.
No, you can have it. That's yours.
Okay,
that's yours.
You so much.
Apes crates.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, we have the $1 billion ideas here at the Adventures of Danny and Mike, and that could be one of them.
I'll be sure to like cut you guys in. Get it.
Just a little bit. Thanks. A couple flights back and forth to California every once in a while.
This podcast constitutes legal agreement in the state of California.
That does raise a question that I wanted to ask you. I've never spoken to a porn star per se or an adult film actress.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Actually, it's a very specific question, and it's a question about dogs. I saw that you have a Shiba Inu.
Oh, yeah. Daggy.
Oh, my God. Let's see that dog.
That is a cool doggy.
Boom. Yikes. Cutie.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, I follow a...
Sorry, that's all I get.
Yeah.
I like that, though. That was just like, here, look at me. Yeah, you see me? Yeah. Okay, see ya.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Okay, but what's this
called? Well, I know. It's a weird setup. It's a weird setup. No, but the my question, it's all around, like, we fostered this dog for months, and he ended up passing, and he was very old, had cancer. So I kind of want to know, like, what's the policy on having sex when a dog is in your house? Because, like, that dog, I mean, my girlfriend Marla and I, had a bit of a slow stretch because the dog was so needy. Like,
attention,
literally couldn't just shut the door and pop in there. You know what I mean? It was more of like every second we were catering to this dog. So
I have a trick for you.
Oh, I can't wait. This is what I wanted. This is the goodies I wanted.
It takes a little preparation, which kind of sucks. But you just have to get like training treats. And then there's two options. There's one where you just take a handful, toss it up in the air in your apartment and then run upstairs. And then you have a limited amount of time.
So 50 training treats equals...
Or you strategically like hide it like more, I don't know, like I've done like bacon before or something when I like, I usually do this when I shoot at home a lot now. So like I've come up with a lot of tricks to keep her distracted.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
There's the baby gate on the stairs. If you have a two story, that works.
Have to.
I figured like a number of doors. You need like a closed door and another closed door.
You got to just like either get them a new treat every time or a new bone or just like hide like bacon in random places. That'll keep them occupied for a while.
Or I guess a much less needy dog would be a plus too.
I mean,
but
that too.
In that situation, it wouldn't. Yeah.
To each their own.
Pandemic though, they've gotten very used to just like me being around all the time.
A constant presence. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So as soon as I like leave the room, she follows me now. And it's like, please don't.
I just need a second of myself. This is like I can insert baby for this toddler for dog right now. And I feel like all these same things apply.
Up in the air, let him crawl around. Just,
right, can take a handful of babies, talk them up in the air.
I got a whole bunch of baby bells.
Oh, there you go.
Take the cheese.
Oh, peel the wax. Peel the wax off first.
Yeah, peel the wax.
Do not eat the wax. Your dog will get very sick on the wax. So
Make like a line from your bedroom to the furthest away point and start him right by the door. You know what I mean? Like he could just sort of work his way away.
Smart.
I'm just saying. Well, it's because of you, because I've mentioned throwing up the.
I'm gonna try that though. Yeah, but the trail away is kind of genius. Yeah. Because I have like stairs and everything, so that's a long journey. I could get them far away.
We just need to get the MPH, the miles per treat.
Peanut butter takes a little bit of time too. That's like instead of just like munching on one little treat, you get a little smear of peanut butter.
Yeah, mine doesn't like peanut butter.
What?
She's like, oh no! Wow. I know.
I don't think I've ever seen heard of a dog that didn't like peanut butter.
Try almond butter.
Okay. Are they allowed to have peanut butter?
She's going to be a hipster.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I don't want to. I don't condone anything that I just said myself. I
pretty much only use my Alexa to just ask it what my dog can't eat.
No chocolate, right?
No chocolate. No avocado. No onion. But like,
no mole sauce, basically. Too.
No.
He's hearing all these words. He's like, I want this. I want that.
I actually really hear her chewing on something and not concerned.
No. Uh-oh. Maybe she got a subscription pack.
You can go check if you need to go check.
Uh-oh.
This is a case in point. Is it a remote? Is it one of the boxes?
It could be a subscription box. That's what I'm saying.
Is this a subscription box?
Is it a couch that looks like an ass?
It was the trap by the door.
Trash door.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Oh boy.
It happens.
Well, if you're getting her to not, you know, bother you while you're making videos, I'm surprised my son hasn't come in here yet because he always makes an appearance.
He's a frequent guest on the pod, and we like having him.
Almost two. He's 20, almost 21 months.
Oh, nice. So you're going to say 21.
Yeah, he's 21. You know, I had
18 in life.
Actually being on Pete and Pete was a little rough. You know, it was a little rough. And I had to raise him
at the same time.
I grew up fast. I started smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and making babies.
You played a little bit more of a mature character, so like I don't know.
They had to delay the second season of Pete and Pete because Petunia was pregnant and they had to wait till she regained her shape.
Hi everybody, I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi. People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
That's that cinematic universe of Pete and Pete. Because I know we talked about before that there are
all
what
the
are they,
Toby
porn,
Huss movies,
porn parodies, or just what is it called? The
what
when you do it? No, it's like it's not a porn parody, but it's like fanfic. Fanfic. That's what it is.
Fan fiction. Yes.
We've certainly breached that subject on this podcast before, and people have some very unique ideas.
Stuff out there.
There's a lot of brotherly stuff. A lot of brotherly stuff.
Yeah, actually, that's why we're introducing our subscription today, Brother.ly. Brother.ly. We can just it's a box of fanfic of different ones each. Hand selected by your favorite fake TV brother, scoured from the internet, printed out on dot matrix printers from the '80s that we have sourced, and the old paper with the holes on the sides that we've found at our parents' houses that are good enough to print out this fanfic.
I'm sure it's still there on the table.
Brother.ly. Go to Brother.ly.
Brother.ly.
Yeah, L-Y.
We do a live show called Nostalgia Personified, and we did a show at this burlesque place in Columbus, Ohio. And so we did our show, and then there was a burlesque show, and all of the performers dressed up as, like, Nick characters and, like, The owner's wife dressed up as Petunia and, like, you know.
Oh yeah, they were great.
There were so many good ones. There's some Rugrats. Or I think Phil and Lil did a bit.
Sexy Artie.
It was just Sexy Artie.
Sexy Artie.
Yeah, it was.
Phil and Lil did a bit.
Phil and Lil did a bit.
Yeah, can't wait for the Mighty Ducks night with Sexy Tommy and Tammy.
Okay.
I'd watch that.
Gotcha.
So I take it you were a Nickelodeon fan, obviously, growing up.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not those guys. Those guys were.
I watched
it
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. was the right age for that.
Yeah, I was right above. So
in the wheelhouse. Yeah, yeah.
I missed it.
Jeremy's 67 years old. Can you believe it?
We just
you look great, man.
Yeah, we have a very cool producer.
We just did an episode.
He's the guy that bailed Jim Morrison out of jail in New Haven for showing his
tits. You don't get everything right.
I have my peaks and valleys. You know what I mean?
Poquito.
Oh, there's a kitty. Cutie.
We met, but she came over for the first time on Friday night, and we just had an adventure that I told Jeremy about, but that you guys get to hear about for the first time for the listener. I've watched since then, but I'm about to leave for work in the morning, and you know she's been jumping onto the toilet seat, and I push her off the lid. I push her off. And she's checking out what's going on, poking behind the shower curtain and stuff, and I use the toilet, and I leave the lid up. She comes tearing across the apartment into the bathroom, jumps into the toilet, splashes me with pee water from the knees down, jumps right back out of the toilet, and tears right back across the apartment. And this is like, I don't know, 7 minutes before I have to leave for work. And
it's sterile, Michael.
Like, I'm looking, it's dark out. I'm looking into, you know, I can't, I'm like, oh, the next, and what I'm thinking about is like, oh, she's sitting on a rug right now, drying off somewhere. She's sitting on something. What is she sitting on cleaning herself right now?
Can you explain to us, because you told Jeremy and I, but not everybody else, how you got this cat or your multiple cats that you've now?
So
it's okay. You can tell people it's not illegal to do what you did.
My mother has some strays living under her neighbor's deck, and we occasionally lure them out under her deck, and so we adopted a few from Staten Island. And
there's one pissed off mom cat that is pissed.
They have eight aunts and uncles. They have these. This cat has eight aunts and uncles that are not. That are not indoors, and we really feel bad for it, but you know, they can very, very few.
You could fit another one.
You take the cute kittens, I see.
They were easier to catch. The other ones were like really speedy. Oh, yeah.
You don't, the ones that are 8 years old and feral, I don't think I would be messing with them at all.
No, I think this was just the second generation for some reason. So they were small and cute, yes, but also catchable. Also chaseable, you know, like trappable. The other one just skidded away real quick.
Cat trapping Mike.
Cat trap fever.
That's his new YouTube page.
It's a cool rap name.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's a good rap name.
That's my trap name.
Yeah, there you go.
Kitty trap.
Yeah, so Pokey and I are still working it out, but he's been a lot of fun so far.
He's so cute and tiny.
You need another one. You need a friend. Pokey
she's
needs
very
a friend.
Adolescent. She's totally an adolescent. She's got like this, like oversized claws that are like this and very long and skinny.
Isn't that gonna grow up to be like super huge?
Possible. Possible.
You have a big.
Is it like a goldfish? The more you feed it, the more you feed it, just the bigger it gets. It can get about 7 feet.
I'm not sure how big mom and dad are because I can't tell from the backyard.
You're too big to get underneath the deck.
That's the truth. I didn't bring a powerful enough flashlight to make at the mom and dad. But it's been cold out there and all the snow and
you
stuff
can't,
like that.
Let them out with like treats or. I don't know, catnip or something maybe?
Well, I mean, these ones are over a year old. I'm not taking the rest of them. It's just that I felt like these little ones weren't going to survive in this cold-ass winter if I didn't.
Mike has a subscription box to like Renaissance stuff, so he got one of those old mesh gloves. He just stuck his hand underneath the deck and grabbed for a while until he got a couple.
It's
like called a subscription box, which the kid kind of keep coming to every other month or so.
Dan's referring to my Armorly subscription where I got chainmail that month and I was able to protect myself perfectly.
What are those? What are the seahorses?
Later on this year will be the leather and the plate armor that we'll need in the summer and winter, respectively.
I like April's idea of a kitten of the month club that just such a kitten gets drop shipped to your door.
Meowly. You get 12 kittens a year. Meowly.
Meowly.
These are all our billion-dollar ideas. You've really primed the pump. Thank you very much.
Hey, this cat doesn't have any hair.
That's our Sphinx model. We save that for December.
It's an easy
weird. We always
subscription box.
They always send that one in January, and only about 70% of the cats make it to the East Coast because it's so chilly.
We have a bet.
Little sweaters on them and stuff, with, like little beanie hats.
We have a better survival rate than the pears from Harry and David.
It's a good selling point.
Yeah, exactly.
We measure ourselves against the best here at Meowly.
Meowly. Yeah. Or
Meowly. And don't forget for all your what is it? Incest fanfic needs, go to brother.ly.
Brother.ly.
There's a lot of billion-dollar ideas generated. This could be a very lucrative episode for
the
listener.
A side hustle is like you know, they make all these things for humans to make them feel like cats. Because you know, there's a huge segment of our society who people furries. Really want to be cats.
Oh, yeah.
But they make these...
Wait, that's not furry.
They make gloves.
What is it?
The like plastic silicone thing you can stick on top of your tongue so that you can lick your cat.
I hate it. That is one of those things. And they make these claws so that it gives you like cat claws so you can like pet your cats. I know there's ones that let you sort of comb the
loose hair off your cat with, but right. they don't look like claws. They're just kind of like silicone or something.
Oh no, these are for pleasure. Yeah,
that's
these are
just
not
like a normal brush, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like if you use your tongue to do that same thing.
Yeah, that's like the, you're talking about hair balls.
There is also that horse girl who gets paid to just sort of like gallop around like a horse, right?
She's still out there.
There's a dog girl. So, I mean, we will pay for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Pandemic's been weird, guys. So it's okay.
it's funny. It's pulled out. Everybody's very specific proclivities.
I had asked this question.
What did you like? Go for it.
Yeah, I had asked this question.
It's the time. The time is now. The future is now.
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, I feel like
we're on borrowed time to be back to doing all the normal shit again.
I don't know if we're ever going back to doing normal shit again. So we might as well just try it.
Oh, you still there?
I'm still there. You guys still okay. You all froze for me for a second.
Okay. You look extremely chill. How about now?
Yeah, so it might look bad or freeze or something, but it's recording locally, so
there's a reassurance in the app that we use to record that says the recordings look and sound much better than what you see live, which for me is the objects are closer in mirror than they appear of podcasting.
It also feels like a Domino's advertisement now. Like it's we know we suck, but we're trying to do better.
The Papa like, John,
I know it may look
we're
shitty,
sorry about
but
the racism. We'll try more pizza.
Can you believe that is an ad that worked? That absolutely worked. It's like we bellied up. We're pieces of shit. So what?
Hey, we asked.
You like our pizza?
Answered.
Pizza and you're comfortable with that and that's like the craving that you want.
It's a lot of kids from out of town moved to New York and want Domino's. It's very popular here.
I want a pizza kitchen way more than I would like to admit.
CPK, okay. Franchise action.
It's not bad. It's a good California pizza. You know what I mean? It's not New York, but maybe you're not looking for that. Yeah.
California pizza.
Yeah.
California pizza.
And pickup only, thanks to COVID.
California is hard to get good pizza. LA is hard to get good pizza.
It really is.
You're better off getting tacos.
It exists, but it's hard.
It's got to be out there.
You're better off getting tacos, right?
Yeah. I do live very close to one of the best taco trucks, so I'm golden.
There we go.
Wish I could remember the taco place that we went to in LA, Dan, that we sat in the backyard.
Which one? Quesados?
Oh, maybe it's Quesados.
Quesados
is very, very good because you like watching the old lady making the corn tortillas right in front of you, and you're like, oh, this place is
fresh.
Legit.
Yeah, it's got to be fresh.
Babies, so I can get different kinds, like six different kinds.
Yes.
That was a good thing about Vario was that when you walked in, the woman was making tortillas at the front.
Yeah, we had a local place.
Tacos at the back, yeah.
That's right close to the studio. Oh, so good. And it just dead. Just stopped.
If you're ever looking for the best fish tacos in LA, you got to go all the way to Venice, unfortunately. You got to go to the west side.
You got to go all the way to Jersey. For the best Italian food in New York, you got to go all the way to Jersey.
That's it.
No, I'm allergic to seafood, so.
Then you can't go.
But what you can do is go to.
Put that in mind.
You can go to our favorite spot in LA, our favorite Mexi spot, which is Don Antonio's. Do you know this place?
No, I don't.
You should
Antonio's.
I think the walls are solid velvet. I think this velvet has been measured.
They went in with a
pile meter, and the walls are like 6 inches thick of velvet.
All the seats are like tufted, so they're like the old school.
A good velvet painting.
They have to. They have to brush the walls every 2 days.
They have cocktail napkins that have like movie and TV trivia from like the mid 80s. Like they just have like a palette of these cocktail napkins we're that they've still had unloading for like 30
Kevin Costner
years.
Yeah. Kevin Costner facts are hot. We're still unloading them.
Who is, yeah. On Cheers, who is Diane? And how is she? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I'm so excited for this. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That is.
No problem.
Yeah, they have crispy
we're
tacos.
Going to again.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
How's LA doing? Because I know that obviously you were sort of behind us all on the COVID thing. Most of the country, it started here, but you guys aren't eating inside anymore, right?
I don't think so. I haven't left my apartment in like a year.
It's
so.
Fair enough. Yeah, it'd be safe.
Yeah, I've not eaten inside. I haven't even been in a grocery store. I've gone to the park and like an Airbnb, and that's about it.
You do have a dog.
I do.
That's kind of cool.
We hang out. I've learned how to make some cool stuff.
So Dan's
getting into macrame, right?
He's doing his boxes. Macrame skill. No. I'm just learning how to be a dad. That's all.
Awesome.
I don't do. I got
nothing. Some cute, like coming up or something.
I just he won't play guitar yet. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I keep trying to show him and he won't do it.
Take your time. Don't go too early on that one.
No.
He's 21. He should be able to figure this out.
That's true. He should be had time to choose. He's already graduated. He's already graduated from college. A 4-year degree. He can't decide about a guitar.
The reason.
That's it. That's all I got. I don't do anything else anymore.
All right, Dan. That's it. Thanks for sorry. Coming in.
Thanks. Contributing. Sorry.
Thanks, Dan.
Jeremy, your turn. Sorry.
Taking it off. Yeah. Well, I asked this question of our last LA guest, but you are in a different scenario. He is a comedian, traveling comedian. Like, what has the industry done out there? I mean, is it completely shut down and it's just in people's homes? Or like, which seems a little weird to me. I don't know if you'd want that.
My industry or
your industry, yes.
Yeah. I know that some people are still shooting. It kind of feels like so we get regularly tested for like STIs and like HIV and like all that stuff. So it kind of feels like some people are doing the same thing where it's like, okay, if you get a COVID test, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Depending upon how frequently that is.
I'm not comfortable with that, but I know some people are and that's their personal choice and gotcha. They can do that, whatever. But because everything kind of shut down, the OnlyFans thing like skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah.
So I've just been doing that. And it's weird because I had that like 3 years before pandemic started and it was just like a side thing.
Kind of like GameStop stock.
Yeah. Now it's like my main, like that's my main income now. It's super weird. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
so everyone's, I guess, kind of doing something different. And I'm just.
It's a whole new world. Yeah.
It's a good way to adapt. You got to adapt.
Yeah. So I just work from home. I never wanted to be a cam girl, and now I'm a cam girl.
We've created all these categories.
But you have a body of work that precedes the cam girl. Yeah, so it's less.
It's not a just nice like break, I guess. I just get to like be home, but I miss it. I miss it so much.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something about going to a place where there's a crew and lights and you don't have to like think about any of that shit, but that has since changed.
I have to do so much more work.
Are you taking
now.
Other people's exactly. jobs on that?
Yeah.
You do the lighting, the hair, the makeup, wardrobe.
A lot of stuff. Yeah. A lot of people are noticing how much goes into it and
it's a lot more work than just like showing up and performing and then that's it and then you leave and now it's
now you've just prepped yourself to be like the super producer.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can do this, I can do it all.
I had to learn how to edit. I didn't even know how to do that before. I have this nice microphone.
Yeah.
No.
It's red.
Didn't have that before.
Yeah, I feel like that's the general takeaway from most people is just like, well, we're adapting, we're adjusting, and we'll see what happens in a year when the world opens up. But
and it's been a whole year now, so like,
insane.
You think I'd have it figured out, but I don't.
I don't think anybody
the virus
does.
Is not respecting the calendar, and neither is our. You know, we're evolving at entirely different. Yeah. All people are evolving at different rates and responding to this.
Yeah, we need to change the calendar months until we can all go back to normal because I don't feel
let's
like
go back to Gregorian
like,
for a small bit.
I haven't changed my fallback clocks yet. I'm still in. I just decided to keep them.
You're still an hour ahead?
Oh, yeah. When I wake up, it's like I do the math, and I'm like, oh, I'm cool. I got an hour. So you don't even have to set your clocks ever.
Get out of here.
It's a new thing.
As I proved today, being late, because I couldn't do the time difference in my head.
Well, that's a whole different thing. That's like, yeah, it's that's easily it's confusable. Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't know what time. Who cares what time it is?
Time
flat, is relative.
Flat circle. All good.
Well, I guess we should start heading to the home stretch. April, what do you want to plug?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, obviously, go watch the roast of April O'Neil.
Bands, I think,
fun.
Is what you get.
Yes.
Yes. Please join. It's ILoveAprilO'Neil.com. Help me pay my rent.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Absolutely.
It's the season.
Yeah. Also, AprilO'Neil.com just has all of my like info and stuff.
Cool. Awesome.
Thanks,
yeah. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
We are a part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. We have a Patreon where we do special fun things on there, and hopefully we're going to do something very special with.
It's like our OnlyFans.
Our OnlyFans.
I'll subscribe.
If you want to encourage us to get an OnlyFans, let us know at 347-470-8150.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's.
If I subscribe, will you send me a kitten?
That's one of the perks. It depends on what tier, but we're going to be top 6% with that. With that type of rewards, we'll be up there.
There's at least 3 or 4 kittens under there still. So
it's like a factory.
If one doesn't make it, we'll just keep sending until they get there.
You
poor
can also
Apple.
Yeah, right.
I feel bad for these kitties. I don't even know.
They're cute. They're cute.
Little sweeties. That is patreon.com/DannyAndMike with the N spelled out. You can find Danny at D Tamborelli on the twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the instas. Mike is at Michael C. Morona on the Twitter. He's throwing some fingers up. And I am at Remy Balin on Twitter, at Jeremy Balin on Instagram. Check out my other podcast, who just had one of the best guests I've ever had. I've only had two. One was Danny, and this one now is Mike. Check out Going Dork. We have a new episode about haunted cars. Should check that out. Yes, it's very
fun.
Going Dork.
We keep it in the family. So
we have cool guests. Thank you for getting us some cool guests. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Dan?
I was going to say we never talked about the fact that all of us get, well, not you, not so much Jeremy, because you know nobody cares about you. I'm sorry.
But Mike Jesus and I, Christ.
But since Mike. Since I'm just kidding.
As you know, it's because I made a fact joke about him earlier, and I never do that. That's exactly why.
It is because he made a fact joke.
Fanfic about Jeremy. That's so mean.
That's right.
But maybe
that's so mean.
Oh, yeah. They should.
If you want to write fanfic about Jeremy, let us know at 347-470-8150. That's the Danny and Mike hotline. We guarantee
you call that. Tier 2 of the subscription?
That should be.
That's tier 2 of the subscription.
Actually,
all I was going to get at was just trying to get to talk about how we get weird people that try to talk to us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and the nasty things that people can say or do because they don't know there's a real human being on the other end of
we're humanizing your Instagram. The internet one bite at a time.
Let's do it.
yeah I think it's yeah I'm sure
my, yeah
yeah
my, Mike told everybody that he worked for Verizon on Twitter and that he was intentionally putting people on hold if they were trying to get Fox News because they were, you know, Republicans or far right people. And he still gets tweets being like adding Verizon to be like, this worker here is so stupid.
I hope you fired him.
Yeah. I hope you fired that guy. Really shouldn't do that. I'm going to stop my Verizon.
They say that and they're not going to go through that effort of actually trying to like get out of it.
Oh no. At the time, some guys are very like, I checked in with my buddy. There's no such thing as customer service. There's no union. You don't have a union.
That was the other thing. A fake union would really, really sprung people into action. Yeah.
Yeah. BOFA 420.
They couldn't see it coming.
Yeah. They couldn't see it coming. These people are so stupid.
We want to thank you, April O'Neil, for some billion-dollar ideas, and wish you good luck in your various endeavors.
And come
back.
This was so much fun.
To give you guys a cut.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Your ideas can run with them.
And the same. This goes back the other way. We came up with ideas too, so you're in on it.
And maybe when it's safe and we can all do, you know, shows again, maybe we'll have another Nickelodeon Burlesque show and you could help produce it with all of your skills of all the things that you're doing.
In the meantime, look for your first monthly delivery of Meowly and Brotherly.
If there's no holes,
we've staggered
throw
them
away
15 days apart because it might be too much overload if you get them both on the same day.
I apologize in advance for when I finally do the Pete and Pete parody because it's on the list.
do you have a list?
Flat
for real?
Yeah. He's like
One Tree Hill.
He's like just at me.
I have the whole outline sketched out, so sorry.
Oh dude, yeah.
You're an artist.
That's an only fan here.
Fan fiction.
We'll do some green screen
I think you should
we'll pop in for a couple cameos real quick.
That's what I was saying. You should have Danny as the boom guy. Mike is like the grip.
Yes. You
know?
Yeah. You guys do some side jobs or something. I'm sure we can
always use them.
Side jobs.
Oh man.
That's very good.
You guys know what fluffers are, right?
What?
Fluffers? Yeah. I've heard the old adage of fluffers.
That would be hysterical.
Before.
Yeah,
that would be hysterical.
Not to beat a dead horse, but this sounds similar to our comedy sketch idea called Puppet Bang
Horse,
Bus.
Jeremy.
I don't know how we didn't talk about this.
Oh, yeah, I know we talked about it too. We talked about it two episodes ago, but that's true. Jeremy and I wrote a sketch called Puppet Bang Bus.
For the love of God.
Where a puppet comes up and is like, hey, babe, you want to get in the car? And then they get in the car, and then it's the actual dudes.
It's just us in, like, the black spandex uniforms holding puppets.
And then
puppets.
We're confused, and we don't know how to work the puppets with the client. I don't know.
We're
going to
make this happen. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
I don't want to say that you've verbally agreed, but we're presuming you have.
You've been so patient.
Yeah.
Well, this is legally binding, right?
Yeah, podcasts are.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
for
right.
Sure.
Legally
binding,
like
California,
we say in the state of California. Two-party recording statute.
Oh, no.
Well, April, thank you so much. This was so much fun. Come back. Yeah,
really fun.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyAndMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.